servant Job. He's a righteous man who fears the Lord and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Or have you blessed the work of his hands? But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has. He'll surely curse you to your face. Very wrong, everything is in your hands. But on the man himself, do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. At the older brother's house, a messenger came to me and he said, your oxen and donkeys were plowing in the fields, and the Sabians have carried them off. They put your servants to the sword, and I am the only one alive to tell this to you. While he was still speaking, another servant came and said, the fire of God fell from the sky, burned up your sheep and your servants. I am the only one who has escaped to tell this to you. While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans, they formed three raiding parties, sweeping down to carry off your camels. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped. While he was still speaking, the servant came to say, your sons and daughters were feasting in the older brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind struck the corners of the house, and I am the only survivor. Job, your children have fled. When I tore my robes and shaved my head, then I fell on the ground. Claiming naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I will depart. Oh, the Lord has given and he's taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. May he. Thank you. considered my servant Job. There is no one on earth who is like him, and he maintains his integrity. Though you incited me against him, skin for skin, and a man will give all he has. For his own life. So stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones. He'll surely curse you to your face. Very well, he's in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
Taken away.